Listen here, wolf child. I speak to you of the science of mythology. I speak of Maverick Deviation, the psychotronic love commandos. We shall be drunk on stars, we shall fear nothing. Demand the impossible. Dream your destiny. Defy the logic of alphabet. I flamed the king of the wolves. Nothing is impossible!
Classic tune by Van Halen, Eruption. That was back when David Lee Roth was with him.
Yeah, that was
tell
they were cool.
Couldn't you tell the influence on that song?
Definitely.
There were no vocals, but you could just tell he was standing there, you know?
So what album was that from?
That was from, I don't know, Van Halen 1, you know,
Van Halen
the
1.
Classic.
Was it Diver Down?
Diver Down is
the great one.
I think the best Van Halen album.
That's beautiful, your
definitely
hat on the turntable.
Well, I'll tell you one thing, Andy. It's definitely not 1984.
Right.
Well, that's for sure.
Really. But anyway, okay, after that, AC/DC, Highway to Hell. I can't resist.
Highway to Heck.
We should send that out to the Tacky Bermudas.
Yeah.
Long live the Tacky Bermudas.
Right on. Yeah.
They rock.
Right on. Rock on. After that, Wrecking Machine. Santa Cruz's one and only number one speed metal band.
Yeah.
And they're going to be here next
yeah.
week.
Yeah.
Rad.
Listen.
Let it. Wrecking Machine with I Am Born. After that, Motorhead with the Ace of Spades. And after that, we had a beautiful little interlude with Francis Bay and his polka hits with the song Paris.
That was hot.
Voulez-vous danser avec moi?
That was beautiful.
Ooh. After that, we had Girl School with Turn It Up.
Yeah.
And then after that, we had Zodiac with Wolf Child, which is getting a lot of play around here.
Do you have any coven here tonight?
Stuff. We sure don't. Carlos stole the album from me.
Carlos stole coven from you?
And can we gossip for a minute?
Yeah.
You know, I came up here to do small change with him. Well, actually, okay, to sit in.
Oh, spare change?
Yeah.
Carlos did small change, really?
Small change. Spare change. What's it called? Mark's show.
Yeah, Carlos.
And see, they're gonna trade off. Like, they got three people to do it. And, so he wouldn't let me, like, even near the turntables. He played Tom Robinson, I have to admit that. But he did this. He went like, oh, wait, it's not blinking. And there was silence. And he went, oh! So I think he did that on purpose to my TR CD. But at any rate, he did play it. But he wouldn't let me play a set. I mean,
why?
What kind of community radio station is this when...
Now, Andy, let's not complain over the air.
You're right, you know.
You shouldn't gossip over
don't
there
air
either.
Your differences.
Because you know Carlos is sitting in his cozy little bed just listening. You know?
No, he's not. He's got to get up early tomorrow.
He does?
He's got to get up early.
Did he get a
finally
job?
Finally got a job, yeah.
Did he get a job?
He's doing some yard work.
Well, he's had that job for a while.
Carlos.
I mean, he's done that.
He's going to go do some yard work.
Is he getting an astronaut somewhere?
Well, he's a green thumb dude, you know.
Yeah. Well.
Well, yeah. Any more gossip?
I heard from Don recently. He's driving the super shuttle
in LA, big purple thing,
to LAX from wherever, you know, anybody needs to be picked up.
Malibu.
And he's gone to a very interesting class. You have to go through a class in order to become a driver one of these things. And he said they started out with about 50 people and ended up with about 10. So the retention rate is pretty bad before they even actually get out on the road. And he did have to get up at 3 or 4 one morning in order to take his test drive, which was like back and forth to West Covina twice.
West Covina, that's a beautiful place. I used to work there, believe it or not.
Did you really?
Yeah. Yeah.
Well, can you imagine commuting?
No.
Nor can I.
Yuck. I'm so excited. I'm so excited. The Longshoremen are coming to visit me. That's the best.
Yeah.
No, they're going to come visit me.
No, they're coming to visit me.
But they're going
to
stay at my house.
No, they're going to stay at my house.
They are not.
They're going to stay at my house.
No way.
My house is dirtier than your house. They're going to like it better.
No, but my house has a fish pond.
My house has rat's nests and spider's webs.
And toast on the lawn.
Uh-huh, and toast, burnt toast on the
mine
wall.
Mine has more mold
and
on
mannequins.
The wall than you could ever believe.
Huh, Kate's room has mushrooms growing out of the side of the wall. What are you talking about, buddy?
So I live with 38 people.
Well, in a room with 38 mushrooms.
I live in a maxi pad, let me tell you.
Yeah.
Oh.
That's difficult.
Yeah.
Hey, there's clumps of black hair on our ceiling in the bathroom.
That's beautiful.
I think they want to stay at my house.
Yeah,
it's Chaz and Kate.
Regardless, they're coming to visit me. So.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That is a great
thing. Yeah. Yeah, that is something
we're
proud
of.
Around
when? When are they around?
Around May 14th, and that's all I can say about that.
May 14th?
May 14th.
Wow,
what could
that
be?
Wow, that sounds like a familiar date.
Yeah.
Is there something going on?
There could be. I don't know.
I don't know.
But I can't say anything. Anything else.
Huh. Right. Okay, sure. Hey, I'm into that.
I'm into that.
Just wanted to share that with you.
That's
can we
beautiful.
Do some spoken word here? Can
Let's,
we? This is
oh, yeah.
a major revelation jam? From. No, we're not going to do jam.
Oh.
Done jam.
Damn.
Okay, hold on a sec.
A reading of Carl
Cue it up. Cue it up. This goes all out right. to the man who loves Charles Bukowski.
Man.
That's beautiful. That goes out to the guy that looks like Henry Rollins in my lit class.
Yeah. Thank you.
Yep.
So now I got to go re-cue this because it's from Dennis Dragon, who used to be in the Surf Punks, and I think they reformed. Do we have their album right there? Because it's a new release. I think we should play something after we play.
We only
the
have
actual.
10 more minutes. God.
Well, we got 13 minutes, and besides, you
ew.
Know, we can always go over time because we always do.
And
oh, his hair is
Don
nasty.
And John have all through the night, so they're kind enough actually to always let us go
cover?
Over time. And
awesome new recording from the insanely gnarly old band.
Yeah, they played in my high school.
Really?
They were horrible.
Fishbone played in my high school. So did Ika Mouse. But
hey,
Ika Mouse got kicked out because they were passing around happy weed.
Ooh,
that's terrible.
That was terrible, but it was fun.
I'll bet.
Yeah. Are you leaving, Ted?
No, I'm going
to
be
quiet. What?
I'm going to be here for about another half hour.
Okay, wonderful. Wow.
You know who played at my high school?
Who played at your
high
school?
That woman who played Dolly. What's her name?
Played Dolly?
In Hello, Dolly.
Carol Channing?
Carol
she
Channing.
Went to my high school and
she, went to your high school.
She came back and did a special performance and my friend was in the band so he got to sit up, you know, in the pit and he could see like the glue on her fake eyelashes and stuff. That's
really?
Hot.
Was there a lot of slamming in the pit?
A lot of, yeah, a lot. Always.
Rodney Bingenheimer came to my high school one time.
Oh, did he?
Yeah,
did
I got to meet
him. Did he try to pick up on you?
Yeah, he did. I got to sit on his lap. Actually, my friend Diane is mother is going out with Rodney Bingenheimer. That's good gossip.
It certainly is. What can you tell us about him?
He has
that we can't get sued for.
He has a Brooke Shields memorial in his bedroom. It's like this huge thing. It's
a
incredible.
Shrine.
Michael Jackson has an Elizabeth Taylor shrine in his house.
Does he?
Mm-hmm. Wow. Nobody can go into it except for his pets and Elizabeth Taylor.
You know, I'm surprised he hasn't actually just plain outright bought Elizabeth Taylor by now. I mean, he's got the Beatles catalog. Why not just get Elizabeth Taylor?
Is he?
Selling it?
The Beatles catalog? Wow.
That's pretty rude. He's probably going to sell it at a terribly inflated price and make his old friend Paul pay for it.
Yeah.
Well, he already gave all the songs to TV commercials anyway.
It's true. It's really sick.
He doesn't understand. But he sells his own songs to...
Yeah, that's
for commercials
true.
Too, so it's not like something really evil, but he just has no concept of what the songs mean to people, I guess. So.
Yeah, the Beatles mean so much to me.
Yeah, I know. Holly's favorite
too.
Band, actually.
Yeah, they've inspired all rock and roll.
Okay, but
I think we should make this a new edition of Argyle.
What?
Free Association Gossip.
Gossip Corner.
Yeah, Gossip Corner on the Argyle Adventure Tree. If you have something juicy, call up and tell us.
Yeah, 429.
Juicy gossip, that is. What? That's an Elton John album, yes, Ted. Anyway.
I'm part of the Surf Punk.
Uh-huh.
Thank you. 1947, 32 years old at this time, 1981 radio. Beach, action, recording, meters, more level, volume, video, Gemini rising, Cancer, Cancer moon, Capricorn sun sign. Think about it. I need the beach. I have to have the ocean. It's my only reference point. That's all I have, man. That's all I got. I mean, you know, sunshine, skin cancer, coming through smog, ozone layer depletion, you know, it's all great. I just figure that I'm building up a tolerance to the whole thing. There are some of us that are going to, you know, die off, and some of us that are going to go on. I'm trying to be one of the latter. Watching the evolution of the beach for about 20 years, and checking the basic mentality of a lot of these people that come to the beach. I mean, they actually think that the few short minutes that they're there, or hours or days, that it is their beach. And they think it's their wave. I mean, I've seen them. I've been out there where they go, it's my wave. And to me, that's totally absurd. It's their beach. It's our beach. No, it's my beach. I forgot.
How has the beach changed over the last 20 years for you?
When I first moved to Malibu in 1956, think about it, 56, the beach smelled like salt water. And, you know, like, it had a certain smell about it. Now it smells like treated sewage, which is fine. I built up a tolerance. Doesn't matter. I don't mind it, you know, swimming in sewage. I don't care. But, I mean, that's how it's changed. And, of course, the people, but it doesn't matter because I thrive off people's vibrations.
How about people coming here on the weekend?
I don't care about them. I mean, you know, there's a lot of them, but I just walk through them. I'm like a zombie. I'll just go right through anything, like a tractor. It doesn't matter. I'll plow through anything.
Okay, now let's get back to your life, and then we'll take it all the way up.
Born in Santa Monica, 1947. I grew up in Studio City, which is in the Valley. Sorry, I'm a Valley. I'm really a Valley. This is really important, too. I got to admit I'm a Valley. So it's okay. And then we moved to the beach in 1956. I think that people that live in Malibu, and I've known quite a few of them, are basically recluses from the city who really couldn't function very well in a neighborhood situation. I mean, they're all out here. There are people close together, but they don't know each other. All the people that live on the beach, they don't really know each other. They don't know their neighbors or anything. So that's what it was. From 56 to now, I've lived in Malibu. Southern California roll in the 80s. I think we're going to break off, man. I think we're going to break off, and I think it's going to be great. We'll probably be another country. We'll be right back.
after that.
Thank you.
Be sure to attend the 41st annual Adobe Tour sponsored by the Monterey History and Art Association on Saturday, April 30th from 10 a.m. to 5 p.m.
And the Mountain Community Theater goes all out to last for the first production of its sixth season. Absurd Person Singular, a play by English author Alan Ackford, is directed by MCD's Master of Comedy, Albert Kent. This production is partially supported by a grant from the Cultural Council of Santa Cruz County and opens at Park Hall in Menloman on March 11th. And finally, before the Argyle Adventure Tree goes away...
Hi, Linda!
Oh, yes, and hello to Linda.
Hi, Linda and Lee.
Hi, and Lee. Dance your nukes off. Call 458-9975 right now to find out how you can dance your nukes off. That's 458-9975. Remember, you heard it here
first.
What's
a nuke?
None of your business. All right, it's bye-bye from the Argyle Adventure Tree.
Ted didn't have a set tonight. Yeah!
Yeah! Yeah! But let's hear what he's playing right now. Wait a minute.
Listening to that, if Ted was at the controls.
Yes.
Thank God he's not.
Thank your lucky stars. Okay, so good night.
Good night.
It's been fun. And whoever stole the Leather Nun album, if I ever get my hands on you, I'm going to strangle you.
Who stole the Cher album? The new Cher album
as well. Anybody who has any information, about the whereabouts of those albums and can furnish that information to expedite the recovery of those albums will be amply rewarded. But anyway, it's time for Don and John. As usual, we're a little late here on KZSC Santa Cruz, and they look anxious to get started. And so, Flipper's about to be over, and we're about to say bye-bye.
Have a nice evening. And remember...
Oh, wait, I forgot.